Conemaugh Zoning Board, Wednesday, 26th of August, 2020.
Okay, all right, so I'm going to call it to the order, and ask us to, or remember to review the minutes of our last meeting. I have a couple of nitpicking, on page 2767, the third paragraph from the bottom, number five, the drainage, not the whatever. The second to last line that says the drainage in question is not the drainage, that should actually say is the drainage.
I'm sorry, it's not what?
It says the drainage in question is not the minimum drainage.
Oh, minimum.
That's the fourth right up from the bottom. It should say is the minimum drainage. All of my quibbles are with not sure. Page 2772. The second line from the bottom, again, it's the same condition. The marriage would be material detrimental to the purpose. This chapter is what it says, and it should say it's very not material. I try to skip it, only things that really change the meaning. And then that last one, page 2773, and again, it's the same thing. The 1, 2, 3, 4th line from the bottom of that, it says that the variance request is not the new variance, and it should say that the variance request is the new variance. So. Any other questions or corrections?
I make a motion to approve the minutes as amended by the chairman.
Second.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Our first and only hearing for appeal tonight is appeal number 831, which is requested Evan Allen, and if I'm pronouncing that right. 92 Mount Road, Gansett, New York, 12231, for an area variance pursuant to Chapter 139, Article 5, Section 139-59A, and Town Law 267B. The applicant is proposing to construct a front porch that will not meet the required front yard setback in an R2 zoning family residential district. This property is designated as 76.
And I think we have Mr. Allen on the line. Evan, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Can you hear me okay?
Yep, we can hear you fine.
Okay, great.
And you can hear us, I assume, right?
I can hear you. The other gentleman, I could not hear very well.
Okay, we have to speak up a little bit, board members, but Mr. Allen's on.
I apologize. I will try. Can you tell us what's happening here?
So, what I had before were just a few steps going into the front of the house. Very difficult to enter. The fence is neat, facing the garage door, so they could be extended. So what I wanted to do was put a front porch on right front, so we had some room to sit out front and a little bit, easier access to the front, getting into our home.
And I guess right up front, my concern, one initial concern, I can say this right away, is that this was done before. I mean, the variance should be approved before you do the building.
Yes, correct. Yes, yep. That was a big mistake on my part.
Did you have a building permit?
I submitted one, yes, to Matthew.
But that was after the porch was constructed?
Yes, that was after also. I spoke with him and didn't do my homework. It was kind of a COVID working from home project and
I don't know.
So once it stopped, you know, I didn't do any more work. I just, you know, I spoke with him and filled out the application. And then when Jim called me, I filled that out as well. So it's kind of been sitting there, just waiting for today.
Okay. The dimensions of the porch are.
Is it 28 feet long or 8 feet out from the house?
Yes, 28 long, and it's 8 from the house and probably 6.5 or 7 from the overhang where the rain gutter is.
Mm-hmm. Right, and the steps, is that good steps?
Well, no, the steps were going to go out towards the road, but that was my idea before I realized the setback rule. So what my plan was to turn down towards the driveway and cut out a corner of the porch so that they don't extend out any further than that 6.5-7 foot mark.
Okay, so right now the steps go out towards the road.
Yeah, yes, right now they are. But they're not going to stay that way. It's going to look just like that drawing. They're not going to extend out past that, further than that drawing.
And just for everybody's clarification, the steps are also subject to the setback as well.
Right.
So, just to be clear.
Yep.
So, normal setback is 40 feet?
Correct.
And the house right now says that itself. What was the dimension there?
The house is non-conforming.
Right, the house is non-conforming, and the actual setback of the house is 30 feet?
Yeah, I believe that's the case, yes.
What was
it? Hold on. The front says 15 feet. Yeah.
So the setback of the drawing was 15 feet. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm sorry. I was reading back here. I apologize.
Okay, so the staff notes, you know, if they need any help with this, it says that the constructed porch with the steps back to the extends another 11 feet into the front yard. So
right.
Now we're talking about 7 feet.
8 feet. 8
feet.
Right.
8 feet.
I would certainly suggest that moving the steps to the side would help.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was my plan. You know, when I talked to Jim and started drawing this up, you know, realizing, you know, the setback rule, you know, I would eliminate them going out any further than they needed to, you know, cut out a section of the porch, lose some porch space, but at least it's not, you know, out so far. And it would be even with the front of the porch, that would be.
Do we know what year that house was constructed?
1969, 1970, I believe.
All right, thank you. That's
we do have one person on. This was properly noticed. We do have one person on, so I'll check on that when you open the hearing.
So just a minute. Taking the steps off the front of the porch, and I heard you throw a 8 feet.
It's
8 feet.
It's what I'm reading. Let's see, where did I see it? He says the porch, front porch measures on the second to the last page of the application.
Yeah.
Measures 8 feet by 28 feet.
Yeah, and then the skip beyond that, though, about 7 feet by 28 feet.
So what is it?
Yeah, he's at least 8 feet. The setback is taken from the overhang, as you all know. So,
right.
So it's technically about 7 feet over the into the setback.
The seven feet is more than is what the difference is between the setback or the overhang.
Right.
So you got to put the overhang, and that supports the actual request of the variance would be 7 feet more.
Correct.
In the lead.
Correct. And when I first wrote these notes, I was aware the steps were in place, and that was an additional about, I think, approximately 4 feet. So it was 11 feet of you know, intrusion into the setback, but if we can move the steps, that reduces that down to 11, or I mean 7, so we're at that point.
And just so we know as far as the difference from what the existing condition was, your original porch, what was the size of the original porch that he said about 3 steps going up?
Yeah, there were just 3 steps going. The door is sideways facing where you drive your car into the garage door. So that's all it was. There's 3 steps. So trying to get into the house was difficult with storm door. If you're holding something, it was just there was no landing. It just made it difficult.
And essentially, that was under the overhang.
Well,
we were all 36. You were probably 3 feet of, you were probably out about 3 feet of the stretch.
Minus the overhead, so you probably got 2 foot down. Mm-hmm. So, as I say, so the 7 foot difference really is a 5 foot additional from where it used to be to where it is now.
That's correct. That is the correct interpretation. I wasn't aware of the prior steps being there, so if you assume 3 feet for the prior steps, that would be correct. The actual difference now is about 6 feet.
I was doing 2 feet because of back and overhead again. First half of the right ran a little bit, so plus minus. And that's, I guess, the only question. So now we're substantially longer. Of course, the porch is probably 3 or 4 feet wide. Now it's 28 feet long. So we are asking for an additional 5 feet on an already non existing non-conforming lot.
In honesty, it's really close to the road. I mean, in looking at it, you know how one of the questions we always ask ourselves is when you look down the road, you look at the other houses and you see, you know, how does this look? And this really jumps out, and it's really out by the road. The house actually does that too, though. I mean, because the house doesn't meet the setback either. So, I mean, I mean, a lot of the houses that were built in that area were built after the zone went in. And the setbacks were changed, so those houses all set back the way they should.
The other question I had is here, I'm not sure, when they framed out the deck, is your main girder right off on the 8-foot line, or is there some sort of a cantilever? Is there any, is the girder back a little bit as a cantilever, or is your post?
The main ports are out at the end.
There is.
They're out at the very end?
Yep.
And then 3 steps, we're talking 21 inches, so you don't technically need a guardrail on this, right? You're not at that 30-inch mark, what's that?
By the driveway side, it's 32 inches. On the other end of the yard, it's a little less. 25.
So the guardrail on that, or is it a platform on the other end?
It has a handrail. Well, it's partially done. It's not complete, but yeah, it has the handrail.
So when we finish the guardrail, we'll put that on there. It's going to be required. Then you're going to be a little bit more substantial out here near the road that you're talking. So. Well, I don't know, I'm just kind of thinking out loud. There's definitely a hardship as far as access. It's pre-existing non-conforming and difficult, but a 8-foot by 28 porch is rather excessive. I mean, this,
it's really
kind of tough. It's a tough kind of situation. Had you come in prior, I don't think you would approve the 28 by 80, that kind of variance. If you need to force the access, the hardship, a 5x5 landing with 3 steps and a rail, but it's efficient, a 28 by 80 is substantial.
Right.
It's an unusual circumstance in the fact that the house already is because it's a non-conformal. It's really going to be non-conformal, so it kind of complicates the issue. We certainly tried, in my experience, we've always tried to be a little bit understanding that if you have a pre-existing non-conforming house, that sometimes it's difficult to be. You know, we may be a little bit more willing to try to mediate somewhere. But I just think this is so close to the road when you actually look at it. And if you're down the road and you see it, I think this is a really tough call. I mean, I hate to say this, but I mean, I do construction myself, but I mean, is it feasible if we made it, bring it back and put the the move your supporting beams back so that you can shorten it so it's not 8 feet.
Sorry, I couldn't quite understand. Shorten it back to
how? Well, like if we said if we gave you enough relief that you were, let's say, 4 feet wide, it would cut it in half. How much of a financial burden and work is it going to be for you to run a new support at that 4 foot mark and then just cut this off and have it 4 foot wide?
It would be pretty substantial, I feel like. I'd probably have to pull the whole thing off and probably redo most of it. A couple thousand dollars.
Because I think the reason we're wrestling with it so much is if you'd have come to us, you'd have went for a building permit, we would have told you that it didn't need a setback. You could have came to us for this. And we would have tried to mediate out something that would work. And I'm really wrestling with the fact that it's already there. And I understand it was a mistake, but I mean, I just have a hard time with the 8 feet and being that close to the road.
What we need to do is we need to say, what would we have put, if you had come to us before, what would we have been willing to approve? That's really the question we have to ask. It has nothing to do with whether you built it or not. It has to do with what we approve.
I understand, I understand the rules and there are things in place for a reason. So I trust, your guys' decision on what you decide.
My sense is that 4 foot would be very small.
I'm trying to do the math in my head, what would get them around 50% of it? What would be the... No, I don't know.
You could consider... it's such a severe setback in the existing condition.
Right.
There's not a lot of wiggle room here.
There's no way you're going to...
I think Matt brought up a good point about the practical difficulty with the prior condition.
Right.
That's an awful small dimension. Especially around here in the wintertime and things. So, what is a workable dimension, that is practical.
You're 28 feet long, and the way the door is over towards the garage end of the house. So, if you said even if we could give them enough relief to have it be 5 feet, the actual deck 5 feet, that's a pretty good size deck. I mean, it's not like you couldn't have a shade lounge and still get around. So, I don't know. And if we give that relief, we're giving it's really a lot of relief because it's already doesn't meet the setback.
That I think is also another practical difficulty is that the house predates the code severely.
Right.
So, did you want to do the public hearing?
Yes.
Yes.
I'll see if we have an Ellen Bombard.
Hi, Ellen?
Hello.
Yes, did you want to speak during the public hearing?
No, I wanted to watch the process, and I would say I think Evan's porch looks very nice, and I hope he gets the variance.
Are you a neighbor?
Yes.
Do you live next door, or are you a house or two away, or are you right next door?
I live across the street, diagonal.
Okay.
All right.
All right.
is there anything else you want to say?
No, thank you.
Okay, well, thank you for taking the time to participate.
You're welcome. Thank you.
I'm going to mute her again. So we have Evan back. That's the only person who was there. So, and we wasn't properly noticed here.
If we were to say that the what would be, I'm trying to figure out what we would give for relief. How would we even spell out relief because of the fact that everything is so skewed because it's not in the ordinary?
Well, I think maybe a perspective might be the existing dimension of 15 feet.
Yeah.
All right, that's the setback we have to start with.
Right.
Now, as a practical matter, you know, what dimension would support a safe and reasonable entry into the house and not be excessive? I don't think 3 feet is sufficient. That's why you started out this process in the beginning anyway. You had a 3 foot dimension.
Uh-huh.
So what is the minimum necessary to accommodate, you know, safe movement, you know, into the home?
And I mean, I think if we gave him enough relief to get to make the deck 5 feet, and he puts a rail on it, I mean, it's going to look, it won't be quite as bad when you look at it.
We have two options in mind. We're thinking of, and again, just kind of spitball, guys, but realistically, 3x3 would be a minimal for any kind of total compliancy. 5x5 would be much more generous, easier to turn around, open the doors, swing out. So 5x5 is, in my eyes, kind of a minimum. Once you lose 3.5 inches of your hand on either side, you're effectively 4.5 feet. That's fair, right? And the guy can stand there, open the door, dog, whatever, groceries, all that stuff. My other question is, because again, which now that setback kind of extends across the entire length of the property to the point, is there a way where we can have maybe 6 or 8 foot by 6 foot that then tapers to only 4 foot off of the remaining building to kind of minimize that, or is that just, you know, the same problem anyway? But my concern, I think the stairs absolutely have to get away from the roadside and have to go to the driveway side. I think spilling out on the road that close it just makes everything worse. And on top of the fact that you're adding more relief, so I think the stairs definitely have to switch. I just don't know what the other gentleman's thought is up here about a 5 foot by 28, or do you do a 6 by 6 that tapers to 3 only? It only allows partial relief for the actual entry.
You mean it's small and not?
You can even do a 4 foot or something down the line.
I agree with the neighbor. When I drove by, I have to say that it didn't do a bit. And certainly the applicant can speak to this if you can hear me. Most people can't, because they're going to be But, you know, I think a 5x28 foot deck on front of the house would be usable. I think he was looking to have a place to sit. I think that still would give it to him. I know it seems like we're it's a fine line between 8 and 5, but that 3 feet makes quite a bit of a difference in the way it looks to the road. And at this point, I need to say that I call snow for work. And a heavy winter, the snow will be on the deck on that road. Because when they roll the bank, that bank is really bad. So I think the 3 feet, you know, if we can mediate this and make it a 5 foot wide deck, I think I would want to try to do that. If that would work for him, if he feels that he could have 28 feet to 5 feet wide, and it would still be a usable deck for him. I would ask Mr. Allen if that sounds anywhere helpful to you.
Yeah, that's to me very fair. So when you say 5 feet, you mean, just, you know, for clarification on my end, 5 feet from the house or 5 feet from the overhang of the house?
I would basically say 5 feet from the house. Because so we're giving you 4 feet. Yeah, it would be 6 feet if we did the other way.
That's we switched the 5 foot with basic existing condition that you were saying is 3 foot off the building, right?
So well, I mean, he said it's a foot over him, so.
I know, when you say if it goes off the building, he's 3 steps out, so essentially 3 feet out. Well, that's gone, and now we're going out 5 feet, and we're turning the stairs, right. So we're essentially getting 2 additional feet.
You want 2 feet,
2 feet,
but we're 7 feet long, which is a much more imposing.
It's unfortunate for 3 feet, the work he's got to do to get that 3 feet. You know, I mean, that's unfortunate, but that's, again, that's kind
of
here or there at this point.
I understand that, but I think he can not tear the deck off, and I think he can do it. I worked with decks a lot. I think if he pops up some boards and looks at his support beams in there, that he can do it. Yeah, and I don't think he has to completely.
I don't want to quibble about it, nor do I have expertise in design either, but to me, stairs have got to be 3 feet.
Well,
then you only have 2 feet there on the side for the door to open. I'm not sure that's enough.
Well, Mr. Allen certainly saved me if I'm wrong, but if I'm not mistaken, the door was in a ways from the side of the house where the stairs were.
Yeah, the door faces, it doesn't face out towards the road, it faces sideways. It's like nice, perpendicular.
So the door's going to stay where it is.
Right.
It's
going to
stay where it originally
was. And there's a little bit of room there, like if you put the stairs, if we gave you the relief, you made the deck 5 feet deep. So actual width of the deck 5 feet. And you put the stairs going down towards the garage, you would still have quite a bit of room. The door wouldn't impede you when you're trying to get into the house, would it?
Yeah, I believe so. The steps would come up from the side there, and you know, it's like a 4x4, maybe 3x3 area in front of the door. That would work, I believe.
I think it would work for him. I really don't.
Yeah, I think it's tight, but if you're amenable to that, that's fine. I mean, God help you if you need a wheelchair.
Well, that's a whole different circumstance.
And that is more my expertise, so I'll leave that alone. And so you're willing to go with a 5 foot width?
Yes.
And I'd be inclined not to go with the taper because I think that's going to detract from the look of the house.
I think the deck looks nice. I think if we can just get buy us a little bit more space away from the road, I think it'll it won't be quite as, that 3 feet doesn't sound like much, but I think it'll make a big difference in the way it looks to the front of
the house. So that measure from the house wall, correct?
Right, from the house wall 5 feet up.
Okay.
And then the stairs will be determined to do actually make it perpendicular to
they're going to come down to the garage.
Those are the two conditions I have so far, is that the stairs be redirected to the side, towards the driveway, and 5 feet wide from the house.
So if we were to do this is what we decided to do, so what would our relief be?
Well, if we were what?
How do we spell out the relief? So it's proper, just do the...
I would just simply word the resolution to say 5 feet wide is measured from the house wall.
And kind of
because we all know it's a non-conforming, dimension.
I think that's probably the
I think you're, in terms of the practical difficulty here, you're looking less at the regulation and more at, what's a dimension that's workable for a safe entry into the home.
Trying to work with him because he has a house that's non-conforming pre-existing.
That's what I mean.
We're really trying, this is...
It's not like we have an ideal situation where there's 40 feet of setback and then we can calculate relief.
No.
I mean, that's pretty much out the window with a 15-foot setback.
And I'm satisfied that would be what we would do even if this was...
I think we would have... I feel comfortable that the negotiation we would have probably come up with something along this line. It might not have been 20 feet long. But I think that it would almost look funny to try to change it now.
Well, really, the deck width is
what it is. The problem.
There is no regulation that we're
prohibiting
from for making it 28 feet wide. It's really the dimension out from the house is the problem.
Do we have any correspondence in this?
No, no letters came in.
Are we comfortable putting the clause that we have in the past about having it inspected?
Yes.
What do you mean?
This is
building inspector down and verified it's 5 feet.
Yeah.
From the building, I think we should put that on the resolution.
Yeah, yes. I think it's a good idea. It is already in the permit system, and Matt's now going to be inspecting this, but I think it's good for.
And I would think that I plan on putting a railing up on that deck. I'm not saying that you have to, but I know that it's right that line and the dimensions off of it. But I think it would look a lot better. I think it would probably be a lot safer.
Sorry, it's a little hard to hear you, but I think you said something about a railing. I'll have railings up on all sides and stairs everywhere.
Okay, that's good.
Yep.
All right, so far I've had two conditions discussed. The stairs be directed to the side towards the driveway, and 5 foot deck width as measured from the house wall.
Yes.
Including the stairs.
I'm going 5 foot out now, you know, you look at that, you're 5 foot the frame, you got hinge overhang, your top rail typically kind of hangs over. Are we willing to go like a 5 foot two, or just keep it 5 foot
or
hang over?
Or just keep it simple, 5 foot.
Yeah, I agree, fair enough. I think Mr. and the inspector is out there, you know, that'd be a different foot. I'm not sure we got that.
And I appreciate Mr. Allen, being so cooperative. In the light of the circumstance.
Yeah,
well, no, thank you guys. I mean, there is a way to go about this and do it the right way. I can do my homework, so thank you guys.
We appreciate it. So I'm going to close the public hearing and request a motion.
I'll make a motion that we approve the deck to be measured by the building inspector that's 5 feet off the building.
Off the wall. Yep.
And that, what was the other condition?
The stairs
would be routed down so that off the end, it would be the southern end of the deck.
Yep.
The others, it would be measured by.
I didn't like the other.
And do we want to specify the percentage of the.
I don't think we can. I think we need, it's almost in the opposite.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing 5 foot off the.
So. Well, and it'll be in the minutes. We understand this is a non-conforming pre-existing use to begin with, and so setbacks are much less. They're still significant, but they are.
We usually try to be a little bit more flexible with it because it's not the owner. He bought the house. It was pre-existing. It was his. He didn't create this. He created the debt file by not even building, but they didn't create the. Problem of the house, not in the original sense.
Right. It's not a self-created.
Right.
I second the motion.
I'm not going to review the area variance requirements. I think we've gone through quite a bit. It's a fairly substantial variance, but it has to do with the fact that it's a non-conforming setback anyways. I don't think this is fits the motion.
No, but it's all there.
So, any further discussion? Hold the board, please.
Mr. Farrell?
Yes.
Mr. Elms?
Yes.
Mr. Fitzsimmons?
Yes.
Mr. Manning?
Yes.
Chairman?
Yes.
And thank you, Mr. Allen, for being so, hold the board with us to come up with a resolution.
Okay, obviously start working on that. Is there a timeline you guys have? As long as you just, I'll get started on probably next week sometime. Is that okay?
Well, that will all go through the building inspector because you don't have the permit yet because you had to come to us to get the permit, right?
What will happen now, Evan, is I'm going to write up a notice of decision tomorrow that reflects what was passed here tonight, and you'll get a copy of that. And I'll also give a copy to Matt. And now Matt can start work on issuing the building permit, and you'll be in the regular building permit queue now, so to speak.
Okay. All right. So I won't touch anything until I hear from Matt.
Right.
Correct.
Okay.
That works.
Very good. Thank you again.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you very much, Alderman.
Thank you.
That was quick.
I have a question. How did that get here?
Yeah,
I think it was an enforcement action. You know, Matt came upon it either while he was in that neighborhood on another inspection, or I think it might have come from, you know, a war neighbor. I'm not sure.
Right.
It's one of those two situations.
There
Put them in.
Well, he's out, he's got, what, three points?